It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by Public Square. You can download the app for free in the App Store and stop doing business with people who hate you. I'm Mike Slater. Thanks for being here. Great success last week going through the first beatitude. There's only eight of them, so I say we just keep this party going. A little Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5. Seeing the crowds, he, Jesus, went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. Verse 2, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's what we talked about yesterday. What does it mean to be poor in spirit? Verse 4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And that's what we'll talk about today. What does that mean? Blessed are those who mourn. So day one, we'll just spend talking about the background. So the biggest lie that the devil, I believe, tells people in America today is that you are born good, and therefore don't need saving. Yeah, sure, you make mistakes, but everyone makes mistakes. And the important thing is you're a lot better than that guy over there. That's for sure. He's the real problem. He's the one who needs some saving, quite frankly. I'm fine. I got things under control. I know exactly what this is like because I 100% was this guy. Even with a touch more arrogance and pride than even that made it seem, it was like, I'm pretty capable. I got this under control. God should, he needs to spend his time with other people, right? Like I'm good. I got this. But other people, they got a lot of, they need God more than I, that was me. I don't know, 14 years ago or so. And I know people like this today. And I believe this is the biggest hurdle to people getting saved because they don't think they need saving. I'm not lost. So where did this come from? This was very Enlightenment thinking that you are born good. It's what Rousseau said, that you're born good and then you're corrupted by society as you get older. This is backwards. The Bible says the exact opposite. David said, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Meaning I was in sin immediately. Another psalm, the wicked are estranged from the womb, in the womb. Isaiah, from before birth, you were called a rebel. It goes on and on. And many self-professing Christians don't agree with this. I heard the other day that the quote, if Jesus preached the same message that ministers preach today, he would never have been crucified. It was so feel good, so warm, so tolerant, so accepting that everyone's like, that's great. That's not what they said about Jesus's message. The Beatitudes should be shocking to you. They should be absolutely scandalizing to you. You can't read the Beatitudes fully and say, oh, well, yeah, that's nice. In this case, oh, yeah, okay, people mourning will be comforted. Okay, that sounds great. No, that's not what that is. This stuff got Jesus crucified. There's no way you can read it like, oh, this is very good. No, no, they killed him for it. They murdered him for it. So last week we talked about blessed are those who are poor in spirit. You can go back and listen to those episodes, of course. And now happy are those who mourn. What? Happy are those who are sad. Happy are those who, how can that be? Well, mourn for what? All right, well, we'll explain later that I'll just come in and out with it. It's not mourning because someone passed away. That's not what Jesus is talking about. But the most important thing to know now is this mourning, this blessed are those who mourn, is entirely not of this world. This whole idea is not of this world. Everything in our modern culture says that mourning is something to avoid. The world says you are to do whatever it takes to be happy all the time. You need to be as happy as possible. And if you're not, then you just need to be distracted or numbed out better or entertained more, because above all else, you don't want to mourn. That's bad. Mourning is bad and sad and don't want it. But then the Bible says, wait, no, happy are those who mourn. Blessed are those who mourn. What? How can that be? Well, last week we were talking about how more and more people, last week in the long form podcast, we were talking about how people are using psychedelics more than ever, magic mushrooms, microdosing to get through life. We just talked about it last week. And then I saw that Prince Harry did an, is he still Prince Harry? Prince Harry did an interview and he's talking about how psychedelics, he uses psychedelics to deal with his past traumas. Quote, I would say it is one of the fundamental parts of my life that changed me and helped me deal with the traumas and the pains of the past. I started doing it recreationally and then started to realize how good it was for me. So he found what saved him in Courtney Cox's from Friends, Monica from Friends. Like one of her houses was actually having a party and he opened up the fridge and there were chocolates with magic mushrooms in them. And that's where he found the answer to dealing with his past traumas and how good it is for, oh, you kidding me? But he was looking for happiness. Because he was miserable. Everyone is. And the Bible says, great, happy are those who mourn. Tomorrow, we'll give more details on what he's not talking about. And then it'll make it more clear what Jesus is talking about. That's tomorrow. Our podcast has its first sponsor. And I'm so grateful because it is the most logical sponsor you could possibly fathom. The Public Square app. It's a free download in the App Store. Every day, there's news of another corporation that hates you and hates your values and hates your worldview and hates everything we're talking about here on this podcast. Hershey's was last week's example. And we just keep giving them our money. We're just like, oh, wow, it's terrible what you think about us corporations. Here, I'll take 10 of what you're selling and here's all my money. Well, here's the way out. Download the Public Square app and it connects you with businesses run by people who share your values. Totally free for you in every way. And you can find local businesses or nationwide businesses. And I mean, restaurants, banks, clothing companies, fitness, everything. And it's amazing because you do business from now on with people who are on your team. And it is a pleasure to do business with them. Download the Public Square app today, totally free, and it's publicsq.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.